Coach's Insight continuing here on KARE 93.7 as we wrap up here on a Wednesday night as we talk now Hiawatha football with head coach, that is Michael Downard. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, week two, your team improving to 2-0. It was a nice win, 26-7 inside the league at Jefferson West. Really, it was defense and special teams that got it done for you. Take us back to that win last week. What'd you like from your team?
Oh, well, kind of like you said, you know, we spend quite a bit of time on special teams, so I was glad to see us capitalize there in the kick return game. You know, defensively as well, we played really well, I thought. You know, the kids bought into what we were trying to get accomplished, and you know, Tyler Willick had a big game defensively, made quite a few tackles, had that pick six. You know, just everybody did their job defensively, special teams, you know, did what we were supposed to do, got it done. Offense was struggling a little bit when we lost Brandt. So I was really pleased to see everybody else kind of step in, pick it up, especially, like you said, special teams and defense.
Yeah, right away, Ashton Rocky took the opening kickoff, 82 yards back for a touchdown, and then you mentioned Ty Willick. He was our player of the game, had a couple of sacks, had the pick six, and I believe he even had a blocked punt as well, or at least got his fingertips on a punt. But again, let's talk about the defense for a second. You hold Jeff West to just 60 yards of offense. It just seemed like a real key emphasis and a real key factor in that win.
Yeah, you know, week one, we weren't as assignment sound as we should have been. So we spent a lot of time on assignments and getting alignment, you know, assignment alignment, getting lined up right, being where you need to be, focus on your keys, and, you know, really just playing fast. I thought week one, you know, which is typical week one stuff, we played a little bit slower or whatnot. So the emphasis, you know, headed into week two was get lined up, know what you're supposed to do, communicate what we're doing, and execute. And that's what we did. We did a great job of just executing. When the ball was snapped, we weren't thinking as much as we were week one. We were just playing defense. So really pleased to see how we picked it up on defense.
And expanding a little bit on special teams, you even got a couple of field goals from Xavier Oldham in the second half. I believe one was like 27 yards. The other one was a 30-yarder. Being able to have that and someone who can actually go down and kick field goals like that certainly can help down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Xavier's been kicking quite a few years. You know, he's a senior, and I think he's been the kicker since he was a freshman. He's been doing it a lot. We've seen him a lot at practice. We know what he's capable of, and, you know, just kind of another day at the office for him, you know, capitalizing on his opportunities. You don't, high school football, we don't kick a ton of field goals, and, you know, when we get the chance, we feel good about it. So, you know, he stepped up, did a nice job.
Hiawatha off to a 2-0 start. They're at home on Friday, and they'll get Holton for another Big 7 showdown. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Hiawatha head coach Michael Downard, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, getting you set for Week 3 of high school football as our locker room chats continue this week. Coach, you're back at home Friday nights in a very tall task. You get Holton, number 4 team in Class 3A, and obviously, you know, they jumped out to an early loss. They lose to Nemaha Central in Week 1, but they bounced back nicely last week with a 35-14 win over Sabetha. We know the rich history with this team, but what do you see on film, particularly this year, and what kind of ball game do you expect here in 2022?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, kind of the message with us is just focus on us. We've been, you know, this week with our kids, we got to know what we're doing. Again, defensively, it's a little bit different, kind of like going back to week one. You know, they put the pressure on you to be aligned right, to be in the right gap, do the right thing, execute, read the guard, read the keys, read your backs. You know, it's sleight of hand type of deal offense for them. We never really know where the ball is. They do a great job of fake, dive, fake, keep, you know. And then they're really physical as well. You know, our key is going to be we got to match physicality. I've said that ever since I've been here. They want to beat you up front, and Holton always does a great job of doing that. And, you know, we feel we finally got some big guys, some guys that hopefully can bang a little bit with them. So that's kind of going to be, you know, defensively for us, our keys.
Is Holton one of the most challenging teams to prepare for in regards to your preparation and practice, just trying to replicate what they do to get yourselves best prepared? Are they one of the hardest teams to prepare for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the physicality, you know, our scout team, it doesn't look like it does on Friday night, I can tell you that. So we've been trying to we got to be as coaches, got to find creative ways, you know, in half line and get looks to somewhat try to replicate what it kind of looks like on Friday night. You know, Holt, they do a great job. Their offensive line is going to pound you, and that's kind of what we try to replicate as best we can in practice. We know it's not as good as it should be, but, you know, we do it the best with what we got.
Finally, Coach, what are going to be a few keys for a win on Friday?
Well, you know, like I said, I think line play. You know, our quarterback spot will be kind of up in the air. Alex Powell stepped in, did a great job for us. We've had some other guys taking reps. So we'll see how, you know, whoever can step up and kind of command the offense and will be a key for us. I think we got to be able to move the ball, get first downs. You know, defensively, we got to get them off the field. When they're on offense, we got to get some stops. You know, hopefully maybe force a turnover or two. You know, kind of just get some momentum going our way and see how the game plays out.
Hiawatha off to a 2-0 start. They are coming off a win over Jeff West, and they get a tall task with Holton coming into town on Friday night. It's a ball game you can watch on the Hiawatha and Holton channels. Also available 103.9 KNZA. We'll have that broadcast as well. Michael Downard, head coach of Hiawatha, joining us, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Thank you so much. Good luck Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.